This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's military says it has expanded its ground operations to every part of Gaza in pursuit of U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. It has ordered more evacuations in the crowded south, followed by heavy bombardment, and vows that operations there will be no less strength than its shattering offensive in the north. Palestinians in Gaza say they are running out of places to go. The Gaza Strip bordering Israel and Egypt is sealed. Many of the territory's 2.3 million people are crammed in the south after Israel ordered civilians to leave the north. Hopes for another temporary truce are fading after Israel called its negotiators home. U.S. officials say they continue to press Israel to try to avoid civilian casualties as the fighting in Gaza has resumed. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Israel is responding to U.S. cautions that it work harder to prevent the deaths of Palestinian civilians.
They have actually given civilians in Gaza a list, a map. It's online, where a list of areas where they can go to be more safe.
He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press, but after sending civilians to southern Gaza, military action is taking place there. He says Hamas breached the truce last week by not providing a list of women and children hostages eligible for release. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Israeli military said on Sunday it had killed a Hamas commander of a battalion with an airstrike in Gaza. Army spokesperson Daniel Hagari said that commander directed militants to carry out raids into southern Israel on October 7th, in which 1,200 people were killed and more than 200 taken hostage. This is VOA News. Islamic State militants claimed responsibility for a deadly bombing at a Catholic mass in the Philippines on Sunday that killed at least 4 people and injured 50 others. The attack was carried out in a university gymnasium in the southern city of Marawi. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah reports.
Sunday morning's attack follows a series of military operations against local pro-Islamic State groups in the southern Philippines. Both the police and the military have strengthened security in the country's south and around the capital, Manila. In 2017, the city of Marawi was besieged for 5 months by Islamist militants. During the battle between those fighters and Philippine forces, more than 1,000 people were killed, including civilians.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah. A powerful earthquake that shook the southern Philippines has killed at least one villager and injured several others as thousands scrambled out of their homes in panic and jammed roads to higher grounds after a tsunami warning was issued. The U.S. Geological Survey reported the quake Saturday night had a magnitude of 7.6 and struck at a depth of 32 kilometers. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said it expected tsunami waves to hit the southern Philippines and parts of Indonesia and Malaysia, but later dropped its tsunami warning. Ukrainian officials have launched an investigation into allegations that Russian forces killed surrendering Ukrainian soldiers after grainy footage on social media appeared to show 2 uniformed men being shot at close range. If confirmed, the shooting would be a war crime. It was not immediately possible to verify the video, which shows 2 servicemen walking out of a dugout at gunpoint and lying down on the ground before a group of Russian troops appears to open fire. Ukrainian authorities have launched a criminal investigation. Rural communities in north and central Nigeria aren't facing frequent power outages after the launch last month of a solar hybrid mini-grid. Gibson Emeka has the story from Abuja, Nigeria. Grace Oyenubi narrates.
The first interconnected solar power grid was installed in collaboration with PowerGen, a renewable energy company in Africa that aims to close electricity gaps in rural areas. Omobolanle Atobatele, the head of stakeholder engagement at Husk Power Systems, says in many cases the solar companies can work with more traditional energy companies to keep the lights on. It's a great start, but a big job lies ahead. According to the World Bank, about 45% of Nigeria's population lack access to the electricity grid. For Gibson Emeka in Abuja, Nigeria, Grace Oyenubi, VOA News.
And I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.